Dictation for Marilyn, Marilyn, Delo, D as in David, ELO. August 1st, 37. Address as a letter to PACE, P-A-C-E. Dear Sirs at PACE, consultation Mr. Delo. Abnormal kidney function, comes accompanied with granddaughter. She has valvular heart disease with procedures last year, as well as progressive dementia. I used to see her more than 5 years ago for chronic kidney disease, although much better than present time. Apparently weight and appetite is stable. Small meals 3 times a day, denies vomiting, dysphagia, denies reflux. There is some constipation with occasional hemorrhoidal bleeding, no melena. Has chronic incontinence of urine with history of recurring urinary tract infection. Used to follow urology Dr. Witzky, W-I-T-Z. K-E-Y. There has been some increase or lower extremity edema. He's also large, obese legs. Uses a walker. There has been no recent falls. There is dyspnea, resting or activity. Supposed to be wearing CPAP machine, but right now she is sleeping in a recliner and she refuses to use. It's more comfortable to her to keep the legs up. Denies orthopnea PND, denies coffee sputum production, denies purulent material. Does have rheumatoid arthritis with severe deformity of the hands, some bruises of the skin, but no skin rash, denies nose bleeding, trauma to the head or headaches. Recent testing, lower extremity circulation apparently negative, and they are talking about doing a venous Doppler and testing for varicose veins. Next paragraph, the past medical history. For diabetes, presently diet control only, used to take metformin, apparently A1C around 5.3. No documented retinopathy, question peripheral neuropathy. There has been problems of hypertension, valvular heart disease with aortic valve replacement. Mitral regurgitation with recent clips, Henry Ford. No history of deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism. No history of gastrointestinal bleeding. Used to follow for anemia with Dr. Sahai, S-A-H-A-Y, but no blood transfusion. No liver disease, hepatitis. Does have rheumatoid arthritis. Presently no treatment. No anti-inflammatory agents, sleep apnea but not using the machine, hyperlipidemia, esophageal reflux, prior chronic kidney disease, diastolic tight congestive heart failure. Question seizures and stroke in the past. Presently, left-sided heel ulcer has been on antibiotics, presently off. Next paragraph, surgeries including gallbladder, hysterectomy, not clear if ovaries and tube also removed. Apparently, there is a cyst, abdominal cyst. They are watching. Aortic valve replacement that was done at Bay City. Mitral valve clips, Henry IV. Bilateral knee replacement, lumbar laminectomy, cataract surgery, prior benign breast biopsy right-sided, next paragraph. Pressing medications include bisoprolol, Bumex, Eliquis, Entresto, folic acid, Nurantin, fibro replacement, Aldactone, sulfasalazine, prior exposure to methotrexate, no anti-inflammatory agents, does take cranberry pills. Next paragraph, reported side effects to penicillin. Denies pressing and smoking alcohol. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph on physical exam, came in a wheelchair, reported weight of 206, blood pressure 110 over 50 on the right, 104 over 52 on the left, no respiratory distress, some pallor of the skin, no expressive aphasia dysarthria, she's pleasantly confused. Lungs are completely clear, no pleural effusion, consolidation, or wheezing. There is a loud aortic systolic murmur on the apical area and characteristics of holosystolic on the axillary area. No pericardial rap, no gross arrhythmia, overweight of the abdomen, no tenderness, no ascites masses, large thighs, legs, sun edema, bilateral dressings. I did not uncover, but granddaughter showed me pictures. Moving four extremities, deformity of the hands from rheumatoid arthritis. No tremor at rest or on activity, no rigidity. Patient still has her own teeth. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries. From November, creatinine 1.45, representing a GFR of 35. Low sodium, high potassium, mild metabolic acidosis, normal calcium glucose. Chronic elevation of pro-BNP, anemia around 10, December, normal potassium acid base, creatinine worse around 1.7, 1.8, normal albumin liver function test, macrocytosis 102, normal white blood cell platelet, normal B12, 3T4 suppressed, TSH high 22, most recent urine, no blood, no protein, few bacteria, 0 to 5 white blood cells, urine culture obtained, so far negative. Recent testing, ABIs, lower extremities, reported as mild peripheral artery disease bilateral. Back in January 2023, CT scan abdomen and pelvis. This is without contrast, no kidney stone obstruction or urinary retention. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Acute on chronic renal failure, likely a combination of factors including background of diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, presently no activity in the urine for blood or protein, nothing to suggest active glomerulonephritis vasculitis, prior imaging without evidence of obstruction or urinary retention. He has recently valvular heart disease, previously low ejection fraction, reviewing records from Henry Ford, most recent ejection fraction at 78%. She's a status post aortic valve and mitral valve procedures. I think there is a strong component from the effect of medications, including diuretics, as well as Entresto. There is no evidence for pulmonary edema, no evidence for pericardial wrap, pericarditis, memory issues in relation to her cognitive decline. This is not uremic encephalopathy. Minor abnormalities for sodium, potassium, acid, base. There is anemia and macrocytosis, multifactorial, including active inflammation, ulcer on the left foot. The lower extremity edema also has multiple reasons. Her body size, legs depending all the time, limited physical activity, effect of neuranting with fluid retention, to some extent heart failure and chronic kidney disease, no evidence for proteinuria for nephrotic syndrome. We discussed when the left heel ulcer back to normal, she might be able to use compressing stockings or lymphedema treatment. That probably will allow us to minimize the neuranting, minimize diuretics. Another factor is, given the normal ejection fraction at this point, if Entresto is the best medication, we will keep that in mind and discuss down the road with cardiologist Dr. Mohan. We will monitor chemistries in a monthly basis. All issues were discussed at length with patient and granddaughter. Plan to see her back at our Mount Pleasant office on the next few months, early as needed, end of dictation.